Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Many years ago, while I was serving as a curate in the center of New York City, the most amazing thing, and to me, shocking thing happened. One Sunday morning, just before the service was about to begin, in walked a homeless man. He took a seat in a pew near the back of the sanctuary. Now, I had seen this man on the streets around the church. He was regularly begging for money so that he might buy some food or find a bed for the night. But this morning, he decided to come in and to worship. And that's not the amazing thing. No, the amazing thing happened when the pastor approached him and commanded him to leave the church. He told him never to return. I couldn't believe my eyes or my ears. Here, this homeless beggar, who wasn't bothering anyone, was, in inverted commas, asked to leave the church. A homeless beggar denied access to God's Word. I couldn't help but wonder if this Lutheran pastor had ever heard about Martin Luther and his final words. For in the early hours of the 17th of February, 1546, in the small German village of Eisleben, Martin Luther died. And as he lay there dying, he was asked by his pastor, "Are you willing to persevere in the Christian faith and doctrine that you have preached?" Luther's answer turned out to be the final word he ever uttered: "Yes." Later on that same day, his friends found a note written by Dr. Luther on a table in the house stating, "We are all beggars. This is true." For Luther, even in his dying hour, knew that Christians are only and always beggars, utterly and completely dependent upon God's grace, freely and generously given to us for the sake of Jesus Christ. Luther knew that human beings are totally incapable of having any meritorious achievements before a holy and just God. Our pride finds this truth bitter and hard to swallow. But the Scriptures are abundantly clear, and they are absolute on this point. The heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Jeremiah 7. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3. For the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Genesis 8. All our righteousness are like polluted garments. Isaiah 64. And the list could go on and on. Despite the fact that we are fallen, evil, and unacceptable, the Bible asks us to believe that we have been accepted by God through Jesus Christ. The Christian's status before God is declared and given, not earned and achieved. Sinners are attractive because we are loved by God. We are not loved by God because we are morally attractive. Our achievements provide us with no hope of ever winning God's love or favor, for we are unlovable and we can never do enough to earn God's goodness. Christianity is not a religion for moral high achievers, but it is the refuge of sorrowful sinners, spiritual beggars whose only hope is God's mercy. We are all beggars. This is true. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.